Okay, welcome back. And I believe it is, in a day or two, one of the most heinous section yet of this rollout of the international pandemic is due to become more than apparent. They're going to start injecting six-month-old babies up to the age of 5 years, as you know, with the bioweapon kill shot. No one's bitching about it. I don't see any demonstration headlines anywhere around this country. I don't see anything except an announcement that it's going to happen. It's astonishing. Couple quick headlines, but first let me welcome back my sidekick, Erica, who's been this a year and a half. Hi.
We've been a year and a half.
And it's really hard to believe when you look back at where we were 2.5 years ago and where we are now, the horrors of it all. Just they're nonstop. And every week it seems that Erica is able to put together something else, either pieces from the past, mixed in with pieces from the present, whatever. New ways for these so-called, I won't even use the word, these bioweapons to kill people. It's absolutely diabolical. It's mind-boggling how many ways there are for these shots to cause grievous and then fatal results in the human body.
Yeah, it's true. I you know, at this point, I mean, pretty much all the dots are there. There isn't much more connecting that needs to be done. And yet there's still people with complete veils on.
Well, these mothers are about to, honestly, murder their babies. And if they really were dedicated parents, they would do the research before they allowed anything to be injected into their little child. And they're not.
Well, they're trusting trusting the authorities, which do
sure.
not deserve their trust.
No.
They're brainwashed. Many of them are dealing, I think, with a low level of education, thanks to our school systems.
I wouldn't
even
call it education.
They've been dumbed down. There's no question.
It's programming. You're totally right. And it's not going to get any better. When you see these mostly Caucasian women with their children at these gay pride parades, forcing their little 1, 2, and 3-year-olds to watch this filth, you just wonder, are they? I would term many of them unfit to be a parent.
Yeah.
You don't do that. It's just not done. Although it is now. Headline, U.S. government data proves COVID-19 bioweapon injections up shingles risk by at least 4,925%. 5,000% increase in your chances of getting shingles if you've taken the shots. And maybe some of you listening are among that group who have come down with shingles. You don't have to be injected to have that result, though. You simply have to be around someone who is shedding on you after they've been vaxxed, and you can have a shingles response.
Yeah, we've seen that now for over a year.
At least. And why? Because the spike protein loves nerve tissue. It loves it.
Yeah. Yep.
Just to be funny, you could call it's a neurotic protein. It likes nerves. It's neurotic, all right, but in a fatal sense. It kills off the immune system while going into the nerves and causing all manner of grief. We've been through this so many times. Hope you'll spread the programs around. A lot of them are being posted on Rumble and, what's the other one, BitChute. Anyway, whatever. You're welcome to post any of our programs and spread the word. We don't have access to the mainstream platform, so this is it, and you're part of the team, so please do have at it. Babies and toddlers are and have been sentenced to death. Now, Moderna's next trick, they say they're working on their vax, you're not going to believe this, on their bioweapon vax to make it suitable for babies 3 months of age and up.
Unbelievable.
Let's just inject them in the womb. Kill them off before they're born.
Result well, they're essentially
the
doing that already.
That's
with
right.
These pregnant mothers that are getting the jab.
Yep, It's incredible. Okay, we got several videos we want to share with you tonight, and they're all listed in guests under Erica and Jeff. You'll see them there. First one is Sam Dodson. Tell us about Sam Dodson, and we'll play it.
Well, Sam Dodson has a podcast of his own. I believe he said his background is an electrical engineer, but can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard a click. I thought I got dropped again.
Not yet.
He has his own channel, Rumble channel, called To the Lifeboats. And he, over the past year, 2 years, he's been watching, as many of us have, what's unfolding and educating himself to the best of his ability. And he presented at this latest hearing, the Vaccine Advisory Committee, on the recommendations of whether or not to authorize the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines or injections for babies 6 months to 5 years. And in the course of 3 minutes that he was allotted, he gave them an earful. And much of it, all of it, was very factual and spot on.
All right, here we go. This is Mr. Sam Dodson.
Mr. Sam.
All right. Let me back this up.
Next speaker, well, Mr. Sam Dodson, you have 3 minutes, please.
You have 3 minutes.
Hello, my name is Sam Dodson. I run a podcast called To the Lifeboats, and I have no relationship with the pharmaceutical cartels. I'm schooled in electrical engineering, and 2 years ago, I'd never heard of mRNA, but let me tell you what I've learned since. It starts with the shot you told us stays at the injection site. We know it doesn't. You knew it didn't. Biodistribution studies show that it goes to every major organ, primarily the heart, liver, and spleen, where thanks to the highly inflammatory lipid nanocomplex, it transfects the cells. That complex contains a pegylated lipid being mass-injected into humans for the first time ever, while the animal studies showed heart attacks in pigs after the second injection. You knew the lipid nanocomplexes collect in the ovaries where they have the potential to cause devastating effects on reproductive health, yet you did nothing. When women started complaining of menstrual problems, you did nothing. Transfected cells in every organ pump out the spike protein that ends up in the nucleus where it interrupts P53 line 1 and BRCA. You didn't know this because you didn't care to ask the question. And when shown to you in a study, you did nothing. Every transfected cell expressing spike protein risks autoimmune disease, the most acute of which is myocarditis. When people started dying of myocarditis, you did nothing. The spike protein floats freely in the vasculature, finding its way into the brain, breast milk, and the environment as the body sheds this protein in exosomes, making those around the vaccinated sick. The spike protein directly affects toll-like receptors and CD4 T cells, which are essential to the immune defense against these very viruses. When the vaccinator repeatedly caught COVID and suffered reactivation of herpes, shingles, papillomavirus in unprecedented numbers, you knew this was a massive problem, yet you did nothing. You knew that the mRNA stays around for months in lymph node germinal centers causing T cell exhaustion because the Stanford group performed a study that you couldn't be bothered to do. And then you ignored that massive safety signal. You were warned about oncomeres and the effect on P53, yet you did nothing. When you were warned about prion disease and amyloid as a result of the huge amounts of spike protein produced by these therapies, you did worse than nothing. You silenced those people who raised the alarms. You were informed of fraud in the vaccine studies, yet instead of investigating, you colluded with the manufacturers to suppress trial data for 75 years. Knowing all of these concerns, you now want to inject the very young who have zero clinical risk from COVID and for which not one single study has shown any clinical benefit. You have abjectly failed in your sole duty to ensure the safety of any drug given to Americans. The late Francis Oldham Kiesley would have been ashamed at how you've turned a once respected agency into a corrupted vessel for the very corporations you swore to protect the American public from. If you have one shred of humanity left, you will recommend an immediate halt to all the shots and pray that God has mercy on your souls. You might also want to figure out how we're going to diagnose myocarditis in very young babies who are unable to speak. Thank you.
Very young babies, 6 months old, and Moderna is already working to have that lowered to 3 months of age.
I'm speechless. Can there be any doubt about what's going on?
No. None. No, I'm speechless, too, at the speechlessness of the American people. They watch the numbers mount, if they care to do any investigation at all by reading the Internet. It's there. It's all there. Just look for it. We have it. But they don't do anything. They are speechless. Oh, well, I guess we'll just have another baby. Well, good luck, because moms, you'll be sterile by the time the next one rolls around. You won't be able to have another one if you've gotten the shots. Why?
Yeah, that's looking absolutely, yeah. That's part of the picture. I every time I see a child now, I can't help but think, you know, get a good look. They're going to become a rare sight.
A healthy one. Can you imagine a baby with myocarditis at 6 months?
Well, who was it that said there's babies having heart attacks now? Newborn babies having heart attacks, you know, and strokes, blood clots.
Yeah.
Brain bleeds.
I don't even believe that we're living in this time.
No.
It's science fiction. If you were to write one thing, if you were to have read a science fiction novel describing what's going on now and the willful ignorance, if not complicity, of the majority of the public, 80% about in this country, they're ruined. They've been shot up. You wouldn't believe the plot line. You would laugh. You'd say,
no,
this really is science fiction to the max.
I keep saying it. Truth is stranger than fiction these days. And these hearings are nothing but a dog and pony show. It's a charade. These authorizations have been rubber stamped in advance. So this is just to give the people some illusion that they have a say in any of this.
They have no say.
How could you refute what this guy just said in 3 minutes? Did they address any of those points? Nope. They just moved on to the next speaker.
So she said, next speaker. I don't think you got to hear that, but that's exactly what she said. All right. Dr. James Thorpe is not going to load here for some reason. So we'll,
okay.
I guess, go on to Dr. Russell Blaylock. See if I can get this fixed. Now, Russell Blaylock, as I think most of you know, is one of America's great MDs, neurosurgeons. Brilliant, brilliant man. He's living in Europe now, but he has spoken out a number of times, and rightly so. Because he knows. We've had him on the program here. I've had him on the program live many times, but he can't get up in the middle of the night. So we've had him on with respect to interviewing a video, so to speak, or certainly having a guest on via video. And it works pretty well. But Russell Blaylock is an extraordinary man. And here's his latest. And it's short. So let's listen. You'll know his voice, many of you.
Well, Doctor, you used the strong, very strong phrase, designated human tragedy of biblical proportions. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, like I said, I think what this is about is depopulation. Because what we're going to see, even though there's been a horrendous death rate so far, we're talking about worldwide, millions have died after this vaccine. It's estimated now, and a pretty good estimate, that 500,000 Americans have died after the vaccination. Now,
with all respect, I would say it could be 10 million easily. They can hide that easily.
This is very early in beginnings of this. What we're looking at now, what's going to happen chronically. And you look at the studies, the safety studies, no long-term studies were done, not a single one. No studies were done on pregnant women to see what will happen if you vaccinate pregnant women. Not a single study was done. Just as soon as the vaccine rolled out, the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology and the other groups that are medical associations said all pregnant women should go and get vaccinated with this vaccine. Well, why would you say that if there was not a single safety study? There's no long-term study to say, well, what happens to these children? We know that this spike protein crosses the placental barrier. It enters the baby's body and is distributed to everything in the baby's body, including his brain. Why would you say that? Why would you tell people to take a vaccine that so far has killed hundreds of thousands of people just in this country? You know, in the past, if a vaccine killed 50 people, they would pull the vaccine. That'd be the end of it. This has killed hundreds of thousands of people, and they keep promoting it. They keep calling it safe. They keep calling it effective. One of the questions I ask people, why would you take two vaccines? That's just the basic fact. Why would you take two vaccines for a virus that no longer exists? This vaccine has no effect on Omicron variant. That's been shown. So why are you telling people to go get vaccinated with a vaccine that's not even for a virus that exists? Other than you have another idea in mind. So we just have to assume it's not to control this pandemic. It's not to control the variant. And the variant has now been shown no worse than a common cold. And so you got to start thinking, well, what is your modus operandi? What are you doing? Why are you doing? Why are you still pushing this? And you have to ask your neighbors and your friends and your family, why are you going to get a vaccine for a virus that doesn't exist?
When we had Dr. Blalock on via video, I don't know how many months ago, 5-6 months ago, something like that, he said some astounding things. And that video is on the right-hand side of the homepage. You look for it, and you'll just look for Blalock, B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K, and listen to that program. He said exactly what we are witnessing now. You will see cancers that are hardly ever seen. You will see cancers that there aren't even any names for. Well, what are we seeing now in young people? More than a few cases of cancer of the eyeball. Just think about this. How did it get there? Did the spike protein trigger it by getting into the optic nerve? It loves nerve tissue. We don't know. It's guesswork. But what is the treatment for a young teenager or young man? Enucleation. Eyeball is gone. Gone. What do they call it? Orbital cancer of the eye,
yeah,
or something like
ocular,
that?
Yeah, orbital.
That's
ocular
it.
Cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what he warned about. You know, cancers that we never even knew existed.
You brought up, and you were first, and I still haven't heard anyone really address it. And I'm not blowing smoke at Erica. She knows that. This is just the truth. But interferon, we talked about the P53, which you just heard mentioned. But interferon is another giant cancer preventive compound in the body, interferon.
Yes.
And one
yep.
of the targets of the kill shot, the bioweapon, is your body's interferon.
Yep.
They're seeing cancers, last point, diagnosis to death in 3 months, 12 weeks, 3 months, diagnosis to death, and even shorter with respect to Alzheimer's or amyloid plaques in the brain. 1 month. You got CJD, you're gone. Boom. Go ahead.
Yeah, some of these things, you know, it's conceivable that there was already some sort of disease in progress that the body was keeping in check. But these injections, the way they dismantle the immune system or suppress the immune system, and then the runaway protein production, it's dysregulating everything. So that if there were indolent cancers, they reawaken and or activate, and now they're on the go, metastasizing. If there was any sort of protein misfolding disease underway, the brakes are off. You there, just added lighter fluid to all of these degenerative processes.
Right. Yeah. There could be 200 million Americans right now who have all of the things she just mentioned and more in an initial incipient stage. It's growing, and it grows faster and faster because there's nothing to push
back on. I suspect that may be the case with many people that believe they didn't have any adverse effects from these injections. You know, cancers can be 10 years in the making. CJD can be 10, if not more, years in the making. Same with Alzheimer's. You know, many of these diseases run a very, very prolonged course before they actually manifest outward symptoms.
Right.
So, we're just seeing the beginnings of people that probably had some issues anyway. And now they've just been accelerated.
Absolutely. And why? The loss of interferon, the loss of the P53, the loss of so much that the immune system is no longer competent or functional or significant. There may be a little left, but not much. And with no immune system, the door is wide open. And that's what we're seeing. And interferon, not talked about by anybody. How do you replace interferon? Is it possible?
A few different types of interferon, but the first one, type 1 interferon, there's a nasal spray that you could use, but nothing it comes close to what your own body can produce on its own in the right amounts at the right time for the right reason. And, you know, how do you know you're deficient in interferon? You wouldn't know until you encounter some pathogen that requires its use or requires, you know, your body requires its use to overcome it.
Right. How would you know? How would you know? And all of these people who are beginning to manifest terminal symptoms from the bioweapon injection, they go to the doctor. What's the first thing they do? They go to the doctor. What's the first thing the doctor does? Orders up a round of tests. No results. The test says negative. I don't understand. So they do more tests, more MRIs, more CAT scans, and they end up with absolutely nothing. They don't understand what's causing these overwhelmingly catastrophic disorders to roll over the human body and annihilate life. And that's what they're seeing. And they don't understand. Although, let me say this. I think a lot of them do understand to the extent that they know it's tied to the shot. They may not understand the mechanism like a lot of you people do after listening to this effort that we've been putting out. You understand the mechanics of it. A lot of doctors don't know. They don't have just blind spots. There are enormous areas of information that they're just lacking. They don't get it.
No, modern medicine does not focus on the cause of anything. They're focused on treating symptoms.
With a pad and a pen.
Yep, or a scalpel, or chemicals.
The only time you see a stethoscope anymore is in some publicity picture for some media doc. They drape a stethoscope around their neck like they're really busy and they've been using it all day. I don't think many of them even use them anymore. They just, well, what's wrong? What's the average time per patient? 7 minutes?
Something like that. It's absurdly short. But, you know, the goal is to replace a lot of these doctors with just this, you know, AI-driven algorithms that, you know, based on a set of symptoms, you get a diagnosis and then you get your treatment.
That's where medicine, well, if I can call it medicine, that's where it's going.
Yeah.
It's all AI. All of it. So
a lot of these doctors that are complicit in carrying out this genocide right
yes.
now are going to be gone. They will have served their purpose, and AI is going to take over.
And little babies with myocarditis. I still think there's going to be a boom in selling pig hearts as transplants because they allegedly have genetically overcome the natural inclination of your body to repel and get rid of it. It'll fight it.
Yeah, I believe, I think you can confirm this maybe, that the list of people coming down with myocarditis post-injection and then requiring heart transplants now. Didn't you relate a story of someone, some patient that was fairly physically fit and took the shots and has now developed myocarditis and requires a heart transplant, but they won't give him a heart transplant because he's not up to date on his shots.
In other words, he's not fully vaxxed. That's their term. So he's got myo from getting, I think, two shots, and they said, we will not put you on the heart transplant list actively until you get your booster. You have to be fully vaxxed. You have to be up to date. It's now that can be nothing more insane in a science fiction book than something like that. That's worse than a catch 22. That's a you know, heads I win, tails you lose, you're dead.
There's no question. I mean, that reminds me of the story we read last week of the lung transplant patient up in Canada, who had to have the shots before she got the transplant, and her transplant team was furious. But then sometime a month or two later, they wanted her to take 3 and 4, which she did and managed to survive, got COVID, went on remdesivir, managed to survive, and then they wanted to give her 5 and 6 within an hour of each other so she could have the next procedure, whatever that was.
5 and 6 within 1 hour.
You can't make this up.
No, it's science fiction. But it's happening, and it's going to get worse. And just look around the internet and see if you can see any meaningful resistance to these little babies, 6 months old, probably soon to be 3 months old, getting this hideous bioweapon injection when they have virtually zero immune system anyhow. They'll never have one. These kids are going to be dead. And how does...
There's no question. Autoimmune disease is a given. The way these things work, the stage of development of the immune system of the infant...
Right.
This is doing nothing but harm.
Like putting more money in Big Albert Bourla's wallet and Bancel's wallet. These people are monsters.
It's just not even about money anymore. That is apparent.
No, they're monsters. They're getting off on death. I think they are.
Yes.
They really do.
Yes. And control.
That sounds a little trite,
Yeah.
The power of life and death. Mass life and mass death. In this case, it's the latter.
Mm-hmm.
So I am amazed. If any of you out there know anyone who's got a little child, and just talk to them, make the effort. What the hell? You have nothing to lose. And get them this program. Get them. There's so much material out there. Give them the first 30 minutes of the program. So just listen to this. Do the research. Help them. Maybe you'll save a life. Wouldn't that be nice? Good feeling? But the other side of the coin is the parents have been shot up in most cases, and they're going to shed on the little babies.
Yeah, so the babies are getting exposed regardless. No, it's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare.
Now... All right, this is important. Dr. Richard Fleming has been one of the most, just tell it straight, of the so-called media docs out there. There have been efforts to ruin him, smear him, and I've been in that chair. I know what it's like. And he was able to go and sit down with a couple people and talk about that. And this little talk he gave is, I don't know, 12 minutes or something. But for those of you who appreciate Dr. Richard Fleming, how many papers has he authored? Over 500? Something like that?
I'm not sure what the number is, but yes, it is big. He's not a nobody.
So he called this setting the record straight. And I'd like you to listen to this. We're going to be listening with you as well, because he's one of the best as far as trying to help and warn humanity. And one gets the idea that he has already paid quite a price. But here is Dr. Richard Fleming setting the record straight.
Thank you, Nash. To be clear to everybody listening to this, this is the Crimes Against Humanity tour, which means we're not interested in a civil case. I'm not interested, and these folks aren't interested in suing for money. That's not going to do anything to solve the problems that have occurred. We made it very clear up front that this is a criminal case. And everybody who came onto the tour, Judy Mikovits, Patrick Wood, Ryan Fumick, all agreed that this would be focused for criminal action. And in doing that, there were many instances of misinformation and misrepresentation. For those of you who've listened to me over the last couple years talk about research about SARS-CoV-2, the virus, and COVID-19, the disease, and these vaccines, I've made it crystal clear that no matter which side of this equation you were on, I was going to go after the truth, and it was going to have to be something that could be proven in court. In a lot of ways, that's very challenging because our society and our world has become polarized by people who think that something wrong has been done and by other people who think that everything's been done by the science, which is not exactly the case. And so I've been very insistent that we're going to have to be able to prove in court what's going on. I've also been very insistent that this is about criminal cases. And so the term grand jury has been abused over and over again. A grand jury is a group of people that a federal prosecutor or a district attorney or a state attorney, someone who represents the government, goes before and says, here's the evidence that shows that actual crimes have occurred. Now, for those of you who've heard, I've gone to criminal court. And if you want to go to FlemingMethod.com and look on the case, something that I point out at the beginning of every presentation I do, I've gone to court criminally, been charged with doing something that in the end I did a plea agreement to that I didn't state I committed a crime to. But you can go listen to that case. You can look up documents that the courts refused to allow to be presented. And in the end, what I have done is for the last several decades, I've gone to court. I've been attacked in court to defend you, the public, from Big Pharma. In my case, we're more than 3 million extra curies and $20 million worth of extra profit was obtained by a radiopharmaceutical company that overexposed all of you to radiation and resulted in your misdiagnosis. When I first met Simone Gold a little bit more than a year ago and she said, welcome to the front line, I literally did say, Simone, it's nice to meet you here. I've been here for a couple of decades. And there is a part of me, I want you to know, that is offended by the fact that I have to sit here and justify fighting for you against Big Pharma. And now I'm fighting for you against this gain-of-function biological agent, a virus that was man-made to make it more infective and more dangerous, and vaccines that are being used that are causing harm. I have gone out of my way to do this because I genuinely care. I care about the people of the United States. I care about our children and our grandchildren. You can go to that site and you can listen to a federal judge say the jury doesn't need to know the whole truth. The wool can be pulled over their eyes. Now, you can choose to believe me or not, but the reality is I won't allow anybody to lie about what's going on. And that includes even people on, if we're going to say, this side of the discussion. Reiner Fumick is not interested in a criminal case. He was offered an opportunity to be part of the International Criminal Court case that Kevin McCarron, Luc Montagnier, and I provided affidavits to. He was offered that opportunity twice. first, to simply join the case to go after these criminals. And secondly, he was offered to be lead counsel. He didn't even have to do the work. And he adamantly turned that down, stating he wanted nothing to do with the criminal case. And yet, he uses the term grand jury, and then he blames Anna Gardner for the coming up with the term grand jury. People have repeatedly been shocked to find out that Rainer Fuhlmich has not been trying to get criminal charges. An attorney who files a civil case gets 35 to 40% of the money. Rainer Fuhlmich has misrepresented the PCR test, going after somebody he clearly doesn't like. Doesn't like the fact that the man has a PhD. He has clearly misstated asymptomatic spread using a Wuhan paper that was published in the research literature saying it shows asymptomatic cases don't exist, when in fact the paper shows the exact opposite, that there are asymptomatic cases, because everybody, when you get an infection for the first 3 to 5 days, you, just like myself, are an asymptomatic carrier. The paper actually showed asymptomatic carriers and concluded, wow, that those individuals existed where the infection was, which makes sense because you wouldn't have an asymptomatic carrier probably where there wasn't an infection. Judy Mikovits decided that she wanted to tell the world that there was snake venom in these vaccines. In fact, Judy Mikovits, along with Richard Bartlett, gave to Dr. Artis the information suggesting that this was snake venom. And despite the fact that scientists like myself have disproven that, they have continued to push this agenda. Artis blaming Stu Peters for the water component instead of taking responsibility himself. Now, I was part of a private Zoom conference with six other individuals where Artis admitted he had no scientific data to prove it. He was simply upset, and he wanted to do something about it. I get that he was upset. His father-in-law died. A lot of people have died. Over 1 million Americans have died, and I understand his being upset about that. But spreading misinformation or not validating what's going on only weakens the case. Imagine we go to federal court. We get state attorney generals to file to get a grand jury, and this goes to court. And they put this nonsense about snake venom or misinformation about asymptomatic carriers on the witness stand. What do you think that does to our case in federal court? It negates it. It guts it. These people have not accepted responsibility. And for weeks, I heard that behind my back, they were questioning me. They were questioning my PhD, my MD, my JD. These two people are some of the people that I've shown those documents to. I don't owe anybody an obligation to show my diplomas to anybody. I'm not pursuing a job. But I showed it to these two people because they came from South Africa to help make a case against these criminals in federal court, the United States, where this has to be done. This is our mess, and we have to see to it. Rainer Fuhlmich came here with the express purpose of getting U.S. attorneys to file civil cases under PCR that he filed in Germany and lost. He lost and then called the judges corrupt and the German people cowards. This gentleman goes behind your back, my back, to undermine me. I just had a telephone conference today before coming here for this where he sought out people connected with Luc Montagnier to say, Dr. Fleming didn't really know Professor Luke, did he? I knew Professor Luke for a couple years. We worked on HIV, glycoprotein 120, the SARS virus in these vaccines, and the prion diseases. I don't need people running around behind my back trying to stab me. I understood that this gentleman used the F word just before the last conference we did, then walked around behind the stage and smiled at me and said, good job. Let's go out there and answer Q&As. That type of manipulative behavior is not the type of demeanor that an attorney or anybody with integrity should have. Mr. Rainer Fuhlmich got into the United States because I wrote him an exemption letter based upon affidavits that I now find out are false. An attorney filed false affidavits with me to get an exemption letter to get him into the United States, which, by the way, only takes him through the 20th of this month of June, after which he doesn't have an exemption letter to be in this country. Judy Mikovits is I've been known Judy for years, and I don't dislike Judy, and I don't dislike artists. But here's the problem. Judy's claim to fame is that the federal government came after her because she took her records and she had a right to them. The truth is, Judy stole federal property. The research that she and Rossetti were doing, that's the person who trained her, was paid for by U.S. taxpayers through federal grants. That means they own the research. If you have a car and you've bought it and paid for it, and you take it to the mechanic and the mechanic works on it, the mechanic does not now own your car. You do. You paid for the car. It's your car. The federal government paid for that research. It's their research. I asked Judy Mikovits to provide me with information that there was snake venom in the vaccines or remdesivir. She has none, but she claims it existed. She doesn't have proof. And she says Omicron was present 10 years ago. All I did was ask for it. She can't provide it. Her response, read my books. Well, Judy's books aren't scientific documents. They're Judy's books. They don't have scientific papers in them showing Omicron existing in 2010. Her husband died. I sympathize with that in the same way I sympathize with artists, in the same way that I sympathize with family members right now of mine in the hospital being given the wrong test and finally being able to push for the right test to solve their neurologic disorders. I understand what it's like to fight the system. I understand what it's like for doctors to stand up for their patients. In the conversations I've had about the medications being used, I've insisted that we need objective measurement. But I have also insisted that physicians have a right to treat patients how they and the patients think they need to. On the last time Judy Mikovits was on stage during Q&A with me, she attacked Dr. Peter McCullough and Malone and claimed they didn't know how to treat patients. They didn't have biochemistry. They didn't know how to prescribe. And I had to respond and say, you can't get into a medical school without taking biochemistry to get in. We, the physicians, know how to prescribe drugs, not a biochem, not a chemist. Judy has her PhD in chemistry. These people do not like it when you question them, but they must provide facts. Judy attacked my research. I provided her documented papers. If you want to question me, go ahead. If you want to attack me, the case is online. But I stand by the scientific data that we have published. I stand by the importance of being able to validate what we're doing in a courtroom, and I am going after these people for criminal charges. These two people here came from South Africa to see to that. That was the agreement of our conference. Fumic and Mikovits broke that agreement, and then finally Patrick Wood, being the gentleman he is, and being an economist, didn't say much until the last conference when he started proposing snake venom being what this SARS-CoV-2 is.
Wow.
This approach cannot be tolerated. They were allowed to leave the conference as opposed to removing them and embarrassing them. But what they have been doing behind the scenes is reprehensible. They have been attacking me. They have been attacking this conference. They have gone to people who know me to try to dig up things that aren't there. This manipulative behavior shows them for what they are. Reiner Fumic has demonstrated what type of person he is in the verbiage that he's used to these two individuals behind scenes, swearing, using the F word multiple times, and attacking me. Not telling me anything, but smiling at me with the same deceptive approach. If this is his practice in real life, which it is, imagine what type of lawyer he is. It's no wonder that he failed in Germany with the PCR test. And the document that he had online, supposedly going to the Canadian courts, where he was suing the Queen of England and the Pope in Canada, that's not a real case. It was never a real case. He has spent the better part of 2 years getting people to do interviews that tell him what he wants. If you're an attorney and you're going to court, you'd better be doing the interview of people who don't tell you what you want. You can't tell the general public to listen to what I have to say if you're not availing the both sides of the story to people. I am annoyed. I am tired. This is about crimes that have actually been committed. And these people, Fumick, Wood, and Mikovits, have done nothing to make this scenario better. They are undercutting this case, and they are giving great ammunition to the enemy.
Okay. That's Setting the Record Straight with Dr. Richard Fleming. And it's called, some would call it, Dirty Laundry. Anybody else mentioned there want to come on this program? We'll give them equal time. No problem at all. It's a difficult world. It's a crazy world. And when the people who are supposedly the spear carriers turn those spears on each other, it makes it even more hopeless for those who would like to see something done. And I'm not one who believes the courts in this country are worth a damn. I don't think they'll do anything. Even if you did get a good verdict from a court, a lower court, it'll be overturned at the appellate level or eventually tossed by the communists in the Supreme Court. So that's just a statement I thought you ought to hear. We both did, from Dr. Richard Fleming, about some of the intrigue going on. It's not an easy world out there for these people who are really trying.
Yeah, I've always been impressed with Fleming from the beginning, because he's one of the few that he sticks to the facts. You know, things that we can objectify, measure, present with some substance to it. You know, it's I commend him for continuing to fight in spite of, there was some pretty good efforts to smear him.
Big time.
Yeah,
and
so no, it's good to see him setting the record straight.
So he got to present his perspective, his views, and that's what journalism is supposed to be. You're supposed to be able to hear all sides. So the
I don't follow these various rallies and tours much that are happening, but apparently this couple from South Africa funded it to the tune of I think a couple $100,000 right now. And now they're sitting with a big bill because these other players have pulled out and are trying to attract the original participants, at attendees, to follow them and not these guys.
Well, it's kind of like a tawdry, sad.
Yeah, it is. It's sad to see. It's sad to see.
Yeah.
But I you know, there's ego in there. Ego, and I don't know.
So just to give you all an idea, there's another broad brush stroke about where we are in this horror, from little babies to some would say big babies attacking each other. I don't know. There's a lot of chatter out there. We have much more to present, but we're running out of time tonight, so we're going to have to move it up to Wednesday, which we will. And our last program, we had a piece from John O'Looney's newest interview. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
These programs, again, they're all for you. Copy them. Please pass around the links to them to anybody you care about. And you're part of the team, as I said earlier. We're all in this together. And that has been used by people who don't believe that as a very convenient phrase. But it's true here. We, you, and us, we're in this together. Or we wouldn't all be listening and talking and exchanging. Now, we have some things about myocarditis. We'll move up to Wednesday as well. What are we going to do on Wednesday?
I think there's some new developments coming out of the area of vaccine analysis, what's actually in the vials. that's rather enlightening, concerning or not, depending on how you look at it.
Is it?
It's still a mystery what's in these things, but thankfully there's people out there that are giving it their best shot in trying to determine what's in them. But I don't think we can make any sweeping generalizations about it. They do seem to vary lot to lot.
We could benignly and politely say, oh, it might be a simple quality control issue, but no. They're changing and mixing and reformulating, I think, a lot of these vials just to see what the hell will happen. Or they're laying groundwork for future things that we can't even imagine yet. This is a very dirty, diabolical, satanic thing, this vaccine program. It's a killer, and it's working.
Yeah, it is. I cannot believe people just blindly take these things, race around trying to find them.
And to do this to infant babies and toddlers?
It's unconscionable.
Couldn't agree more, and I don't think there are words enough to paint these people as they really are. They are just as evil as the people who are behind this whole thing.
Yep.
They're stupid, and they will not do the research.
I think they've been desensitized to
they're,
just
they're multiplicity
human emotion,
involved.
Normal human
and
emotion,
right.
Empathy.
Yeah. You're right.
It's not there.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. And remember, once they've been injected, they really aren't human anymore. They're GMOs.
Yep.
So there we go. Okay, good night, Erica.
Okay, good night, Jeff. Good night, everyone. Okay. Have a good evening.
Okay, we'll be right back with hour number 3 for you in just a few minutes. Hang on.